The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday mailed a letter to the State Attorney General requesting that he begin an inquiry into the recent criminal investigation and the prosecution of an Indiana businessman who makes and sells 1966-era Batmobiles. The request to investigate both Sheriff Carlos Bolaños and the District Attorney's Office comes almost 1 month after Mark Raycop's business, Fiberglass Freaks, in Logansport, Indiana, was raided by San Mateo County deputy sheriffs at the behest of Bolaños with aid from the Cass County Sheriff, who provided one deputy sheriff of his own to serve as a liaison. Last week, ABC7 first reported that the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors planned to ask California Attorney General Rob Bonta to investigate the sheriff's office's actions in the Batmobile raid. The board's letter, sent to the AG Tuesday, calls on Bonta to use his authority to investigate both the sheriff's and the district attorney's offices. In the letter, the Board of Supervisors mention that the raid, which has received much public attention and scrutiny from the community, falls under the purview of the AG's oversight authority, according to the California Constitution. Carlos Bolaños, San Mateo County Sheriff. Courtesy Carlos Bolaños, Section 13 of the Constitution grants the AG authority over the state's, county sheriffs and district attorneys in matters pertaining to the duties of their respective offices, wrote Mike Kalagi, county executive, in the letter to Bonta. Therefore, I refer this matter to you for any inquiry or actions that you determine are warranted under the circumstances. In an internal four-page memo obtained by the Pulse, Bolaños gave his staff a detailed account of what led up to the raid of Raycop's business. He also describes the raid itself, how his deputies received the search warrants, what they seized and the level of involvement of the Cass County Sheriff's Office. In the memo, Bolaños said his deputies did nothing wrong, and I stand with them and support them. While it is true that I asked that this case be investigated, and I am acquainted with the victim as I am with many residents of San Mateo County, I would make the same request of our investigators whenever a potential crime of this nature came to my attention, Bolaños said in the memo. I would make the same request of our investigators whenever a potential crime of this nature came to my attention. Sheriff Carlos Bolaños, San Mateo County, asked about the Board of Supervisors' letter to the AG. Bolaños told the Pulse, I stand by my comments in my memorandum attached to the letter to the Attorney General's office. The Sheriff's Office properly investigated, concurrently with the District Attorney's Office, a major financial crime reported by a resident of the county. In an interview with the Pulse, District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff said he would not comment on any recent updates or findings in the case, saying that he hoped to have all the information and make a final decision about whether to pursue the case by the end of August or early September. Though the arraignment is set for Friday morning, Wagstaff decided not to ask Raycop to make an in-person appearance. Wagstaff declined to comment on whether he felt his prosecutor had made the right call, and whether, had he been the one to decide, he would have filed the initial charges. Great question, not a chance I'd answer it, he said, adding, I will be a professor with her when this is done, to say the least, and do a little bit of educating. Wagstaff said he first heard about the Batmobile case about a year ago, when the Atherton Police Department came to his department on a complaint from realtor Sam Anagnosto. Anagnosto, an Atherton resident, accused Raycop of theft by false pretense, after the $210,000 Batmobile that he ordered was delayed. The carmaker has said that Anagnosto did not complete a payment and stopped communicating for several months. Wagstaff's office, however, initially declined to prosecute. The matter was best suited for civil court. Anagnosto did sue Raycop, but that case was dismissed on a technicality, according to Raycop. Anagnosto, who played in an adult basketball league that Wagstaff refereed, directly made contact with Wagstaff, who then asked his secretary to refer the complaint to his consumer fraud unit. The department ultimately declined to take the case, and Wagstaff said that was the last he heard of it for the next few months. Anagnosto's Realty Corporation also made a one-time donation of $1,000 to Wagstaff's re-election campaign last summer, though Wagstaff said he didn't know about it then. But in the spring, when Anagnosto called Bolaños to ask him to look into the case, Bolaños assigned his team to investigate Raycop. They searched bank records and email correspondence. One of Wagstaff's prosecutors decided there was enough probable cause to pursue the case and issued an arrest warrant. We've had three judges look at it. Two judges looked at the search warrant and said, yep, there is probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed, and these records would be evidence of it, he said. A third judge reviewed and approved the charges and issued an arrest warrant. Stephen Wagstaff, San Mateo County District Attorney. Courtesy San Mateo County Wagstaff, himself, had only heard, a little bit, about the case before leaving for vacation at the end of July. I got back involved in it when I got back, 2 weeks ago. It sort of had exploded by then, he said. When I got back 2 Thursdays ago, I sat my prosecutor down with myself and my chief deputy, and said, I want an A to Z tell me what this case is about. Supervisor Warren Slocum expressed concern over the handling of the case, and its implications for how justice is carried out in San Mateo County. The bottom line, I have a lot of questions that I've been asking myself, especially after reading the sheriff's explanation to us as to the facts of the case, he said. Slocum said that the board was in the process of hiring a retired judge to conduct an independent investigation into the matter. He declined to name the judge but said they hoped to finalize the contract in the next day or two. Addressing concerns raised that Anagnosto was given special treatment by both the sheriff's and the DA's offices, Wagstaff was quick to defend his prosecutors. Everybody deserves to be treated the same. And I'm sorry there's an image out there with the public that hasn't occurred. Steve Wagstaff, District Attorney, San Mateo County, I do respect that concern, he said. But in terms of my office, I know, whatever decision was made right or wrong, it wasn't done because of who the victim was. Everybody deserves to be treated the same, he added. That's what we strive for here. And I'm sorry there's an image out there with the public that hasn't occurred. Slocum said he respectfully disagreed with Wagstaff that anyone would have received the same legal treatment by the DA's office. It seems like, and I don't have all the facts, there are two systems of justice here. One for a wealthy connected person, he said, and one for everyone else. If you're a small person struggling in North Fair Oaks, you get another version of that justice system. In light of recent events, Slocum mentioned the possibility of establishing a civilian oversight committee, something he said the board planned to discuss and vote on in September. Though he doubted that oversight of the sheriff's office would have prevented the Batmobile investigation, he wondered whether future incidents might be avoided by virtue of having a proactive look at policies and procedures. These latest events sort of cemented the importance of doing this work, he added. Fixin San Mateo County Executive Director Nancy Goodban said that if a civilian oversight committee had been in place, the Batmobile raid would definitely be under investigation. Fixin San Mateo County is a local grassroots organization whose goal is to create civilian oversight of the sheriff's office and establish a county inspector general. It's the kind of incident that calls out for oversight and shows how important civilian oversight would be and gives the boards of supervisors an extra set of ears and eyes, Goodban said. Right now the board of supervisors has asked the attorney general, which is also independent, and otherwise you're dealing with the internal sheriff's department. So having independent oversight would really help the county, would help the board of supervisors, residents and taxpayers get a better understanding of independently what's going on. Mark Raycop sits inside one of his custom-built Batmobile replicas. Courtesy Mark Raycop on July 19, 4 San Mateo County deputies from the Vehicle Theft Task Force along with one Cass County deputy raided Raycop's business, Fiberglass Freaks, with the intent to arrest and extradite him back to California, according to Bolaños. Deputies searched Raycop's garage and seized two file folders. They then took Raycop back to the Cass County Sheriff's Office facility. According to Bolaños, Raycop was not handcuffed, nor was he ever incarcerated due to his health. The Board of Supervisors first became aware of the Batmobile incident after several residents spoke out during public comment at the August 2 meeting. Residents asked the board to investigate both sheriff's and the district attorney's actions. President Don Horsley asked Kalagi to look into it and report back. I just want to make it clear that investigative priorities and prosecutorial decisions are not really the purview of the Board of Supervisors, Horsley said during the meeting. If that were the case, we would be accused of political prosecutions or political investigations, and so that's why there's a distinct separation of powers. And so the powers to do investigative priorities or set investigative priorities really rests with the sheriff. and prosecutorial decisions clearly rests with the district attorney.